Blog Talk Radio.
I'm sorry, guys. What happened, Joe? No, we're good. We're good now. I just had to cut the volume down on it. But I started the show again, and the music comes on automatic. Ain't nothing you can do.
Okay. Well, bro, we were just talking about this a while ago about the money situation and all that.
Uh-huh.
So I called out a few people's names that everybody said that, you know, nobody wants to gamble, and these two guys want to gamble. Small tire car want to gamble big money, and that big tire guy want to gamble some money. So they made a deal. They talked trash enough. Each one of them said something. Ted DiBiase offered Biggie Smalls everything in drag racing. They locked in 25. When you do something like that there, you know both of them wanted to race. You got other guys that will turn around and call them numbers out but didn't want to race. That's the thing I was saying. And that's why I was telling you a long time ago, I didn't want to put guys' names up on the thing, because I can put 40 races out there and say they all locked in, but I'm not going to go out there unless I know the deposit man. I got to be able to see the deposit man. Y'all can be able to tell me, you know, we got it all locked in. This is definitely a go. If it ain't a go, the only thing they do is look at the promoter, whoever had the show.
Hello.
And they're going to call that guy a gay hustler. That's the whole deal. So you better off finding out first, make sure everything is legit. If not, you're going to be the one looked at. They don't look at the ones that were supposed to race. They look at the promoter who put it on. He's the bad guy.
So, Joe, what DP man you going to look at?
Whoever they got to tell me. They got to come with a DP man. The man got to verify, yes, it is, a reputable DP man. I'm not going for none of that other stuff.
Hey, Long Island.
Fat Al come to me or something like that, and they say, we locked in this. We good. There's only a couple people, honestly tell you the truth, that I know that can go out there and say, we racing. When we get there, that money's up. That's it. There's only a few of them that I can say I'll lay my money on. Not everybody, it can. You know how it goes. Not everybody is trustworthy on that. Some of them, they'll try to get out of it. Oh, we didn't have no money up, and it ain't locked in. How many times you done heard that before? To get out of a race.
We ain't got no money up, so it ain't locked in. For real?
Yeah.
Wow,
you
that's
know how
crazy.
Many times that done happened?
That's crazy.
How many times I heard that? You know,
yeah.
Back then, we used to hear, if we lock, we lock, that's it.
Join the meeting.
In. You know, sometimes, you know, that's all to it. You really got, your word is all what you got. Like,
hey, Long Allen. Hello, Allen. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, in my Pro Stock Joe voice, I would be remiss if I didn't bring this up. As you as my manager, how come we can't get that pro mile locked in with everything in drag racing? What's going on with that?
We're going to find out. I'm going to call him up this tomorrow, Ted DiBiase.
Yeah, I'll take the same thing, or whatever he wants to go for.
Okay.
On a small block.
Yeah.
Hey, Pro Stock Joe.
Yes, sir.
You will be remiss if this ain't the show. Why they can't get that guy on there now? You call everybody else up. Get them fingers moving.
You know what that is? That's Junior Vincent, the guy that owns Junior the car that Junior Vincent drives.
Oh, okay.
His phone. He got free minutes after 9 o'clock. 6 o'clock, unlimited, whatever high they go down.
Junior Bishop, I haven't called that dude. I don't know in how long. Let me see. There you go. There's the number. Let me see if I get him. Hold on.
Who Malibu is that?
What?
Oh,
this ain't no Malibu.
What's that, a pony? What is it, white, beige?
That's Bobtown James Silverhawk.
Oh, okay. He look kind of pretty. Look real pretty. You on mute, game.
No, I was fighting. I got these gloves on. Were you
asking
for Silverhawk?
I'm looking at the car. That's a nice-looking car.
All right, we got some comments from the Facebook side. I don't want to come back and interrupt without knowing where we're at, but we got Sean GT on the Facebook side said, love the anticipation of when a staging duel happens, both cars hit good lights. And Erica said, let's be serious. Do y'all think it's a generational thing? Grudge racing like 10 years ago was way different, and it's just – is this just the way new grudging is?
I can't say that because I know a lot of old guys are coming back because they started seeing stuff that they want to get back and have some fun with it. Some places have fun, some, you know, the real and what is not real. Everybody knows that. Come on. I mean, I'm going to say it just like that. You know who some of these guys, let's say, you know for a fact, when those guys come from Chicago, they mean business. You know, if Jeff come over there and he say he going to run, he trying to run you. He ain't going to try to back off. If Mike Lang, they come and they want to race you. You go up there and you call Rock right now, Rock say he locking you in, you know you mean business. It depends on who it is. That's all to it. There's certain people that, you know, fake the funk. And there's some that are really about it. That's how I look at it.
So some of these dudes is out here just faking just for publicity is what you're saying.
Yeah, like I'm going to tell you like it is. Some of them just want to be showmen just to be seen.
Wait a
I'm
minute.
Just gonna say how it is.
Hey, Joe, wait
anybody,
a minute. Is that James?
Knows
is,
that.
Is that James? Is that Malibu James? Who is that? Is that the
James Mountain.
What's going on, James?
Yeah, I know. What's going on? I know they don't like it.
Okay. What's good with you, doctor?
I'm peeking my head in the door.
You peeking your head in the door?
I'm doing.
Are you looking for somebody? You come in for peaceful purposes, or you come here to start some shit? Start war.
If I see what I like, I'm gonna start some shit. You know.
Oh,
I'm peaceful right now.
You peaceful right now? Okay. I ain't mad at you, doctor. I ain't mad at you. Man said he peaceful right now. Don't nothing move. Nothing
more.
Nobody move. Nobody get hurt. I think we might have Junior Bissett calling in. Let me see. Yeah, that's him. Hold on. Junior Bissett, what's up, doctor?
I'm just walking out of one slow boat jangles.
One slow boat jangles. Okay, good deal. What's good with you, man? You know what? Let me say something to you, man. I appreciate you. You're an old school dude. Old school dudes keep the same phone number for 50 years. I haven't called you in how many years, G? I haven't called your phone. It's been a few, but you got the same number, so I definitely appreciate you and want to applaud you for that, man. How you doing?
I can't complain. Stand it up right.
All right. All right, you're on the show right now. We've got a bunch of folks on here, Jeff Rogers, Joe Gray, and Silverhawk, Cliff Milton. It's a bunch. I can't name them all, but anyway. Ted, somebody was calling out Ted DiBiase.
Okay, so who wants that ass whooping?
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. That was clear. Tell us what you really think, Junior.
Well, what the hell you want? To beat around the damn bush, or do you want to do?
There you go. I love it. I love it. You like it. I love it.
Well, hey,
Joe,
Hold on. You sit there and just said I was old school, had to be old school because I kept the same number.
Yes.
When I was running around dishing out ass whoopings with the Hornet, when I drove up, I done what I said I was going to do. And when I come up with Ted, just get beside me.
That's it. That's it.
If you beg me, go to the damn bank, borrow some money.
Are y'all looking for another race? I see y'all running Biggie Smalls the same way, right? Y'all giving Biggie Smalls that everything is drag racing, that small block. Are y'all looking for any other races like that?
We could be, like I say. It all depends on what you got. But them boys, they come in kicking, raising hell, talking to Troy. And then Troy told me he'd give it to him. So,
I'm going to tell you how he comes in your business.
All right.
He comes small tire, small block, Ford, inline head on nitrous carburetor.
Okay.
And he was wondering, can he do something the same way Biggie was doing with Ted DiBiase, that Puma?
Yeah, ain't no problem.
Mm-mm.
No problem.
Now what? The man said, did you just say yes, Junior? Did you just say yes?
Yeah, I said yes.
Yeah,
no problem.
I heard him say
okay.
yes.
Okay.
So what can we do? How can we do something?
So I can,
tell me what you want to run for.
You tell me what you want to run for. You calling me out.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
That's
the man said money ain't the problem.
No, I
you got 99
that.
Problems, but the money
say,
ain't one.
I mean, I
didn't
know
say
you,
money
I mean,
was the problem, but he said he wanted to run, so hey, you know, if they're asking for everything, just tell me what you want to do, and if I can accommodate you, we'll race. I'm not trying to be an asshole or trying to degrade anybody.
No. So what do you, I mean, what do you want a minimum of? What do you want? Five?
You won't run five
man,
on five?
Man, give the man a price.
1,000 or five? Cause, is that them? The thought? Is that
hey.
Good?
That's fine. Like I say, when I get through with Biggie Smalls, if nothing's hurt, nothing's broke, we'll line right up within an hour and go to it.
Okay. So what do you want? You want to break it? Do you want to break a breakdown clause? Is that what you want?
Well, just like I said, after I run Biggie Smalls, as long as I'm not hurt.
No. Listen to me. Just only what I was just saying. Say, for example, that you don't break and you don't want to run.
No, I'm going to run you. I'm saying if I don't have anything broke, I'll run right up beside you after I run Biggie Smalls.
No, but that's what I'm saying. But say, for example, there ain't nothing broke and then you don't want to run. Do you want to put
I'm
a little break-in clause, a little couple dollars on the side?
I'm going to run you.
Let's lower the money down a little bit. It seems like that's the problem to me. The money too high. Let's put like some friend like 20 half of that five.
I tell you what, if I don't run you, I'll do five on five. I'm not doing a two or five or none of that. Because you can call Jason and talk to Jason anytime you want to. When I tell you I'm gonna run you, I'm gonna run you.
Yeah,
I don't hide. I don't run.
I can
vouch for that. We good, Junior, with something like that. I ain't got no problem with that.
Okay.
As long as we got,
five,
yeah, we could do that.
Five on five.
That's good. We good with that.
You know, I'm not out to beat nobody, and I don't want to be beat. I just want to race and have a good time. And, you know, hey, if I got to give the man everything in the world, hey, it is what it is.
Junior Visit, that's why we love you, man. You've been doing it for years that same way. That's why we love you.
We good with that, Junior. We good with that.
That's cool.
We good with that. Pro tree, just sit in there. We'll got to leave after the pro tree, after the light, right? How are we doing the break?
Yeah, you got to leave on green. That way you don't sit there and burn me down.
Join the meeting.
Oh, wait. You trying to tell me before green or?
No.
You got to leave on green.
And within 3 seconds.
Yep.
That's fine. One, two, yeah. But don't we can't both stage in the car take off. And I got fucked like that. I caught the motherfucker, but he stayed. We all stayed all four balls. He took off before the light came on. But I said he got the kick. But he said you didn't say when y'all had to leave. So we run the motherfucker down.
Okay, I just want to make sure we got the right thing. That's all.
Yeah, leave on green within 3 seconds.
Okay, that's good, Junior. We good.
5 on 5,000.
That's right.
That's good. Okay,
everything's
good.
Lock it in, Joe. God damn it, I got a sucker on the line. We like it. This is good.
All right, hold on. We got Ted DiBiase versus Jeff. Jeff, 5 on 5. Everything. Oh.
That DiBiase must be a fast motherfucker. I like it. Ah, damn.
It's a turtle.
No, Junior is just fearless, man. That motherfucker should not know his ass. People, when the guys came from Texas, he raced them. When the guys came from Florida, he raced them. When the guys come from New York, he raced them. Jeff don't, I mean, Junior and his people don't give a fuck.
Junior
race,
I mean,
anybody
Junior
with him, they got the
race. I know Junior race for sure. There ain't no doubt about it.
What time locked in? Okay, so 1 hour after the other race.
When he beat Buddy Blow.
Yep. One hour after the lock race.
What time is those race, Biggie Small? What time is racing Biggie Small?
I think it's 5 o'clock.
What time I got to race Jackie Chan, Joe? I thought you raced him like just before. It's got to be early, like 4 o'clock or so.
That's fine.
So if we're racing about 5, we both get back in line with Tempe. He'll be out there at 6. That's good. It all worked out.
Yeah.
So March 20, y'all, as long as y'all an hour behind whatever, whoever the last one, we're hour behind the last race.
We've both been racing
long enough. We good. If he needs a little more time, he get it. If I need a little more time, I get it. But that's good. I ain't trying to press him.
Okay, good shit. All right, you guys ready for me to call it? All right, March 23rd at North versus South, Ted DiBiase is going to give Jeff Rogers everything in racing. 3 seconds after the green. 3 seconds after the green, Ted can go. 5 on 5,000.
No, not Ted.
After 3 seconds. No. Jeff has 3 seconds to go. But if he stays there past 3 seconds, Ted can go. That's what I said.
Okay.
Right, so that's what I was saying.
So Jeff Rogers is the one I'm talking to?
Yeah.
Jeff Rogers knows I'm fair. When he broke last year, asked him what I'd done for him.
There you go. I was there.
No, he's fair.
There.
I know he's fair.
You know,
I'm fair.
I'm the fairest fucker at the racetrack.
He is one of the most fuckers at the racetrack. He fuck a lot. No, I mean fair fuck. That's what I meant. I'm only kidding, Junior.
Jeff was broke, burned all the pistons in there. He come down there and tried to get his fuck out money, and I told him to keep his money.
That's right. That's who you are. See, I was trying to picture you. You know, I ain't good with names and faces, but I mean, I'm good with faces, not names. But yeah, you're the one. Yeah, I got you.
You know, you can't get no fire in there. If I was greedy, I would have took his money. I told him to bring me five T-shirts. That's all I wanted from him. I didn't want his money because he needed his money to fix his car.
There you go.
I sell him T-shirts for $100 a piece, though. He got the deal.
Well, I ain't got no deal. Well, he had the T-shirts on hand, so... You know, I'd rather have his T-shirt than have his money because he needs his money to help fix his program.
All right, guys, I still need to hear the word lock.
Okay.
I still.
Lock
all right,
in.
Guys,
lock
I need
in.
To hear the word lock from both sides. Let me read it and let me hear a lock from both sides. Okay, one more time. March 23rd, North versus South. Ted DiBiase is giving Jeff Rogers everything in drag racing. Jeff has to wait till the green. Can't leave before the green, but he has to leave before 3 seconds. I'll go 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. Within that time, you have to leave. After that time, Ted can go. You know, before that time, it's like he red lights if you leave before the 3 seconds. But after the 3 seconds, you can go. And if Jeff's still sitting there, then you just came in second. So,
hold on 1 second, Joe.
Yeah.
But you're going to visually have somebody at the start line to watch us leave, correct?
Yeah, I'm going to be right there.
Because I've raced the motherfucker same way. Like you say, he is very fair. But I raced a guy, and he left the exact same time I left. I had an 028 light. He had an 029. He said, no, I left after you. I said, motherfucker, you left the same fucking time.
There you go.
You know what I mean? But you got
to,
well,
I promise you, he will get the break.
All right, you the man. All right, go ahead, Joe. Keep going.
Okay.
Hey, wait, one other thing, Joe. One other thing.
Yeah.
To make it fair. He got big tires and slicks, right? He got big tire. So you got to prep his lane the way he wants it, and I'll prep my way I want it. Because you know that's all that grudge shit. It's going to be all radial prep. So he needs a decent track. He can't go down on that radio sticky shit.
Oh, no, they did. They take care of that. They did that with Gigantor and Tricky Ricky that time.
Okay, I just want a good fair race.
Yeah, they'll take care of that.
He'll shake his seat down that fucking radio shit.
Yeah,
right,
you got a big tire car. You know all too well with that glued to them big tires.
Yeah,
so, okay.
It runs all over them small tires.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
So everything in drag racing, got the three-second rule on 1 hour after the Biggie Smalls race, and everybody's playing nice and nobody's being real mean. So anyway, five on five. Now, is that are you guys pushing the money up now, or are you going to push it inside the gate?
That's up to him. I'll trust
him. Hey, if I get a man's money back, if I ain't using my word, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm not trying to steal
good
nothing
your
from
word,
nobody.
He did that. He is good for his word.
No,
he
is good
for me.
No,
he
do
that. Hell yeah.
Hey, Long Island and Pro Stop, let me tell you all something while I'm on the phone here. You know, I went down that goddamn Florida and got knocked in the head for that $10,000 with that truck.
Yeah, yeah. Mac
remember
Melbourne.
I raced the old Jack and gave him the back tire and beat him down there at wherever I was at. But anyhow, what I'm saying is I bet as much as $2,000 to $15,000. I have never ever put up a DP or held the money till the race was over because I only race these motherfuckers I can trust. You know what I mean? I don't
right.
Somebody you can't. I mean, we went all the way to Florida for $10,000 apiece, and nobody had a DP or held the money till the race was over.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So
that's a lot of money.
There are some men of honor in this game still. There are some men of honor, and nobody's seeing the money wasn't up, so it ain't no lot. Okay.
So I'm good. So I'm good with him. He's good with me. We'll take care of that at the track.
All right. So there we have it. So I need the word lock from both sides. Junior, is that a lot?
Lock me in.
Jeff, is that a lot?
That's a lot.
It's tied up. Good luck to both sides. We'll see you at the starting line.
All right.
Got another one. North versus South is going down. Big tie, small tie action. Biggie Smalls. No, not Biggie Smalls. Ted DiBiase and what's the name of your car, Jeff?
Cassius Clay.
Oh, Cassius Clay. Okay. I forgot about that. Ali Boumaye. No, Cassius Clay. All right.
Not Ali. Ali was his other name. I got his first name. That's the one his mother named him Cassius Clay. I'm going to call him Cassius Clay.
Because you're black from the waist down. Okay, I got you.
Oh, hell. Y'all ain't no
shit. Oh, man. Hey, Junior.
Yeah.
So what about this other Ted DiBiase race? Tell me a little bit about it. That's going down North versus South, too, right? Tell me about that race. The Biggie Smalls race.
Oh, the Biggie Smalls?
Yeah.
They just went to talking shit, so Corey told him to get beside it, and he gave him the back tire and the brake.
The back tire and the brake.
Yep, and clear. Same race that we were talking about. Back tire, brake, and clear.
They giving them everything. Everything is Jaguar.
So y'all just hand out late Christmas presents then, a Valentine's gift or something, but St. Patrick's Day gift or something.
That's close to Easter.
Oh, Easter gifts. Okay, Easter gifts. Okay. You giving out Easter eggs. Okay.
That's it.
Jeff, what color you want your egg to be, Jeff?
It don't matter. I like having a pink egg.
He wants it to be green.
He wants it
to be green.
Yeah,
green. It's full of money.
Green. That way when I pay him, it's all green stamps. That way he pays me, I'm all green stamps.
No doubt. All right, guys.
The only thing we need is a safe race, and we in good shape. That's all I care about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We everybody's praying for that as well. So yeah, it's a good thing. I don't think I've seen too many accidents at Galat since we've been going there. Since you guys go there, have you, Joe?
Nah, I can't say I did.
Damn. Okay. Where y'all at this year?
Oh, wait. I saw one. That was neat.
Yeah. Okay.
He didn't want to take his foot off the gas pedal. He ended up in that damn sand pit.
Who?
That's what it's called.
Neat went down up in the sand pit.
Oh, me. Yeah. Thank God he was okay.
Yeah, remember you didn't take his foot off the gas. He stepped up, stayed in it.
All right. Hey, Junior Bishop, well, we got you on the phone real quick. Let me pick your substantial brain in terms of this grudge thing. Been doing this a lot of years. So, listen, what is the thing that you love most about grudge and hate about grudge? What are the two things?
The thing about grudge racing that a lot of people don't understand. You don't have to go out there and wear your damn car out 20 times to win. You know, they call you out, let's go. You know, you're good to go. And the thing I hate it is the ones that just try to beat you out of every damn thing you got and you're chicken shit the race.
Yeah, no, they try to beat you out of everything you got. What do you mean?
Well, they sit right there. You know, just like Jeff will tell you, he's had people call him out, beat him down. You got to give them every damn thing in the world, and then they still get up there, stay all day, and they still won't race. You know, hey, if I'm going to run you and I tell you I'm going to run, you better have your ass there at 6 o'clock. You know, if that's what we agree on. When I started grudge racing 30-some years ago, this is how grudge racing was. It was more of an honor then because, hey, when they sit down and made up the rules, they were videoing it. You know, turn around. You didn't have this fear space shit. They had a man sitting there videoing it, man holding the damn money. Boom, everybody got paid. It won't no damn. Oh, this didn't happen. That didn't happen. We're not paying. It didn't work that way then. Yeah, hell. I run them boys to Englishtown and beat them out of $40,000. It won't no trouble getting paid.
That's a nice payday. That's a nice payday.
Hell yeah.
That's my salary for 6 years. Shit. But anyway,
who did you beat out of that 40,000?
Do what now?
Who did you beat out of that 40,000 over there in English town?
John Askew and all that crew down there in the hole.
I knew who you were talking about.
Daryl Reed said it's the damn truth. It's the damn truth. What's the damn truth, Daryl?
Yeah.
So, Julian, you've got history with John Askew and those guys. Those are some major players up in the up north.
Jersey,
some major players.
That's it.
Wow. Okay. Good.
When was that? Yeah. In 2009?
Yeah, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Yep.
How did John Askew have that day?
It might have.
Was it the goat?
It was the goat because they had two of Sonny's men there taking care of it, making sure everything was fine. In hell. And then
yeah, it was the goat.
What'd you run him with, Junior? Which car did you run with it?
I run him with the green 69 Camaro that we had with the small block in it.
Oh, okay.
So went up there and skin him up and come on back home.
Skin him up. that's hard right there. I like that.
Hey,
I like that.
What was the man's name with the Cadillac?
Pop Sam.
Pop Sam. Yeah, I took my black Camaro and outrun him. You outrun him up there at the island. Hell, we had a ball up there with the black Camaro.
And now it was two Cadillacs over in Jersey. It was Pop Sam
and it was Simon.
Simon is one of them.
Okay, Simon.
Yeah, it was Big Simon. Yeah. Right. So that thing, I don't disrespect nobody's car because everybody's got what it got. But that thing looked like it had dry shafts for roll bars in it. That thing had a hell of a roll cage in it now.
What the fuck did you say? Julia, what did you say?
I said I'm not picking on him, but it looked like it had dry shafts for roll bars in it. It's big for it.
God damn. Oh, you know his son is on here and listen to it.
You know, I was grudge racing before grudge racing got to what it is today. And there was a lot more honor in it then than there is now. You know, because now everybody just wants to get out there and talk shit and get on camera. Hey, we didn't have no cameras other than the ones they were filming from the stands. We didn't have no phones with cameras on it and all this shit texting back and forth.
No, we didn't.
We didn't have all that stuff.
And I remember when I was at Englishtown that you couldn't go on the start line. You had to film from the stands.
You had to film from the stands.
The only time you could film was up.
And it was like when I was going to run HD Rogers at ATCO. I done the damn burnout and backed up. You see him done the burnout, backed up, and cut his car off. He said his car was broke. He won't run in that car.
Say, hey.
Damn.
That is it.
So your name, been ringing bells a long damn time, haven't you?
I've just been fortunate to be hooked up with the right people. I ain't done nothing no more than any of the rest of them have. I've just been hooked up with good people.
No, but again, we that's why we need a grudge racing Hall of Fame, and I'm going to go on record saying that we need that now, because right now, I never heard half of those stories you just talked about right now. I never heard the one about HD cutting the car off on the line saying I ain't racing, my car broke, whatever.
Yep.
I didn't know about you and SQ.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't know about that either. We got to have this Grudge Game Hall of Fame, man, because you just call some powerful names, and so you rank among them right now. In my eyes, I just see you new right now. I didn't even know you raced all those guys.
Yeah. John was supposed to clear me, and I cleared him in the quarter.
No.
we were running a quarter mile now. We weren't running 8 mile then. We were running a quarter mile.
All right. And Silver Hawk bet with John, didn't he?
Boy, they walked back
to him. Probably
did.
He probably did.
What happened, Silver Hawk? Where was you at on that one? Did you go with Junior?
I remember.
Did you go with the one that came in second?
I remember it, didn't I? That's it. You saw it right there.
There you go.
Okay, no doubt, doctor,
hey,
no doubt.
I tell you another good one. I drove in then. You know, hell, all of us has got up and got better stuff than what we've had over the years. I left where I'm at in North Carolina with my 89 Z71 with all my stuff in a 20-foot trailer when I drove in up there in Englishtown, and they all laughed, told them they were going to tear our heads off.
Mm.
I told them hell. And we were just talking about that the other day. There was so damn much money in that trailer. Hell, you couldn't count it all.
That you brought with you or that you took home with you?
That we carried home with us.
Oh, Lord. Wait a minute. So you say you went up there and raped the whole Northeast. Mark Jackson, did you get raped as well?
Nah.
Are you anybody in your family? Tommy and all those guys, Mike and...
I'm sure if they went out there, they got their ass whooped too, but I was too young at that time.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay.
Yeah, because the green Camaro is the one that Herbert Battle owned, you know, when I was driving for Herbie.
Oh, and I like remember Herbie car. I remember when you had to do Herbie car, because I raced Herbie car back in the days when it was when Levi drove it against me and he twisted the car. So they had the car was twisted and he had to go put a frame in it.
Yep, I put a frame in it and got it all straightened out and went to driving it and running it.
Yeah.
And I tell you something, you're talking about Levi. You know, Levi's got a hell of a history, too, in what he's done in drag racing, period, and in the grudge game. You know.
This is true. I saw an interview with him the other day, and if you guys haven't seen it, hit me up or hit somebody up. I will send it to you in Messenger and whatever you got. Hit me up because I can't think of the name of the channel that did it, but
it's on Backyard Finds.
Backyard Finds, Backyard Finds. A great interview, Levi Holmes.
I'm being funny and I'm disrespectful. What's this guy's name?
Who?
You talking about Levi or you talking about me?
He said your name is Junior.
Junior?
Yes. Huh.
Junior Bissett. Remember the green duster? That's when he first came to my kitchen. The Green Hornet, yeah. You remember that? He ran Buddy Blow, ran the Nightmare from Dallas, and let me get them Texas boys over here real quick. Let me get them over here.
Sonny, your father-in-law.
Do what now?
Sonny, your father-in-law.
Is who?
Sonny, your father-in-law.
Sonny who?
Nah, that ain't you.
No, you thinking about J.R. Ward, Junior Ward.
Oh, okay. I mean, I might be wrong. I was like, that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, that's J.R. Ward, Junior Ward or J.R. Ward, whatever you want to call him.
Yep. Whatever happened to the car, Herbie car?
We damn run it, you know, with all the small block stuff, you know, because we were running all straight head small block, no nitrous stuff with that.
And then when everything got out of hand, you know, I built the new car that we run, and wouldn't nobody run it. So, you know, instead of upgrading and putting a big block in it, Herbie just sold everything.
Wow.
And then I turn around. I still talk with Herbie every day. Every other day, I build him a street car, 68 Camaro with a 6.2 in it. He rides around terrorizing the streets.
Hello.
I didn't mean to interrupt you guys, but Dre, what's up, doctor?
What's up?
I got Junior Bissell on the phone with that Green Hornet. He said he's looking for them damn nightmare motherfuckers for North versus South.
Now, why you got to cuss so much? That's the only thing I hate about you. You got to cuss so much. You do not have to cuss to get the point across.
Junior Bissell said he's looking for who?
Okay, I'll slow down on that one, Junior.
Junior
said he want to do something unspeakable to you.
Junior Bissell. Tell Junior Bissell I got a federal race for his motherfucking ass. I run him head this fuck up with this other car. I got a
69 Camaro.
I run your head the fuck up with.
Damn, that ain't bad.
Well, what do you want to do? You say North versus South. Y'all got that duster ready?
Man, I ain't running. The duster sitting in the trailer. It ain't been running 3 years because I've had so much mess going on working.
So y'all ready to race?
He got another car now.
He got another car. Now, what car you got now?
Yeah, I got Ted DiBiase I'll run you with. I'll run you.
I don't know nothing about it. What is it?
2012 Camaro.
2012 Camaro?
Yeah.
Okay. You say you run my head up with it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well. Let me get with my boys with that Camaro, and yeah, we'll do that. I'm gonna get with Alan Rodriguez and see if we can go and make that trip.
Okay.
I'm gonna get with Alan and see if they want to make. How much y'all talking about?
We're running for 5,000.
You got to be a little bit more than that or way more than that.
Okay. Well, we got two races in front of you already.
It's got to be for more than that, though. If we come way up there, it's got to be for more than that.
Well, figure out what y'all going to do. You said you had to talk to them and then just have Pro Stock hit me back. If that's where we can make it happen, we'll make it happen.
I'll get with them. I guess I'll call them later on when I'm making it in the house. And then I'll call Joe back and let him know.
Okay, that's cool. And then Joe said I was the only one in the group that had the longest standing phone number, so he shouldn't have no trouble getting hold of me.
You and Dre, too. Dre had his number for a long time, too. So as soon as I know, he had the same number, too. So he gone. But yeah, that's a good deal, though. That's a good deal. That's a good deal, though. All right, guys, it's coming up on that bewitching hour. We got about 13, 14, 15 more minutes, somewhere up in there. And we're talking about the thing you love and hate the most about Grudge. Huh?
Who did I need to set locked in, Pro
Scott?
Am I locked in?
Ted DiBiase and Cassius Clay are locked in.
Okay. Now that was just Dre on the phone, right? Because he was talking some. He was talking some Saturday conversation.
Same one that Jeff tried to race on Saturday with the grudge. And what did you offer him, Jeff? You offered him something about putting his girlfriend, sister, brother through college or some shit like that. He's trying to do everything.
Dre, Dre, you told me on the phone, just keep quiet and you're gonna learn something. Well, I learned that you was talking and you hung up and you never came back. That's what I learned. I don't love it. Man, Cliff just went back and learned something. Okay.
Damn.
Man, hung up the phone.
Y'all guys have fun. I got to carry some food in the house to feed my wife so she don't cut me off.
No, tell her I said hey. No.
All right, y'all be cool. Y'all need to call me because I got the long-standing phone number.
Okay, no doubt, doctor. I got you. Good deal.
All right, Junkie Visit. You see, he got y'all. He got y'all. All right. All right, so we got another one locked. We got another one locked in, Jeff. Joe.
I think
we can post. I think you can post that one.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we can post.
Hey, I'm not splitting that motherfucking money with you motherfuckers either. How the hell did you get that one? Ah, damn. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
That was it. Huh? He locked
it. He overconfident. He's ready to go at you. He's ready to go at you.
He's confident. He's ready.
Holy moly.
We beat Cooper. What's up, doctor? What's going on with you?
Oh, man, we holding on both hands down and get some grudge wrestling going on here, man.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing.
So we got a question on board today. What do you love most about grudge racing? What do you hate most about grudge racing?
Well,
okay,
me, myself.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't know what that means, but I'll get back to you in a second.
Yeah, to me, what I like the most.
Yeah.
Well, what I like the most about it is, you know, the racing part, racing other people, you know what I mean, beating them or losing to them, or the whole aspect of the whole racing, you know. What I hate about it, there's a lot of that.
And get a shock. I'm not. Go ahead, Weezy.
That I can hate about it, but, you know, everybody got their different opinions, but, you know, it ain't really no realness no more. And now it's everybody's homeboys and friends and all this shit. You know, it used to be a sport where it used to be, like, we could be rivals and still be friends. Like, the rivalry is what made racing fun.
Right.
But now people kind of like teaming up and people scared to race. And then, you know, before all of the internet stuff, I'm going to say the internet. I'm going to use the internet and use it kind of lightly. But before, you know, you used to go to the track and go race or wait for the next weekend to go to the track to race somebody. Now you got to have an event. There's a whole lot of politics. You know, I just hate that part of getting a race off. It ain't that fucking hard. Get some heart. If you lose, just come back and race again. But, you know, motherfuckers like to troll so much that people can't take it. So you got to put your pants on and understand, you know what I mean, it's a part of the racing. So if you can't accept that part, then this ain't the sport for you. But this shit really hurting the game. So that's what I hate, that it ain't no realness no more. And I'm using that word globally. There's a whole lot of undisguised smoke in the air type of shit to make that just holding this shit on right now. But hey, I'm just getting in where I fit in. People might not agree with me, but people need a motherfucking race. Stop all this patting down people's cars, saying what they got. You know what I mean? If you can't live there, you just can't live there. But you know what I mean? Like, it just need more racing going on instead of this internet shit.
Good deal. Good deal. All right, guys, on Facebook tag. Go ahead, Jeff. Like and share, guys. Like and share. But go ahead, Jeff.
I told you what I like most about grudge racing, about the arguing and carrying on.
You're right.
But never asked me what I hate about it.
Well, what do you hate about it? Asking everybody now, what do you hate most about grudge racing?
That rotten-ass Weeby Cooper.
Oh, God damn. Wait a minute.
Did you hate me or are you scared of me? Which one's the difference?
Wait a minute.
Is you hating or are you scared? Which one?
One more room for locking. Go ahead, lock something in there, Weaver Cooper.
I know that was coming. I'm going to get you when I'm at my best. I ain't going out there skipping and popping and let you walk around with your Muhammad Ali cape on, your James Brown cape.
I got to get that motherfucker. I got to go get that thing washed, too. I got to get that thing washed up. I'm going to wear that motherfucker down at North versus South. Watch it. Watch this. I'm going to do the rope of dope and every fucking thing. You boys in trouble this time.
Damn.
I'm going to take it to the drug. It's first thing in the morning. Let me go get it out of my closet. That's right. The white Muhammad Ali.
Charles Simmons, what's up, doctor? It's the white Muhammad Ali. Wait a minute. Uh-oh. Mm-mm.
ain't mad at man. Ain't mad at the man. Ain't mad at the man.
All right, guys, what do you hate most about grudge wrestling besides Weeby Cooper and besides besides Pro Stock Joe, besides Long Island Joe, besides Jeff Rodden, what do you hate most about grudge wrestling? Mark Jackson, you got a lot of comments about this topic one time. What do you hate most about grudge wrestling, Mark Jackson? You still up here? I guys got 11 minutes. Mark. Okay.
Yo.
What do you hate most about grudge wrestling?
What was your question?
What do you hate most
hate?
About hate? We
one
be
of the
just
things
said,
I love the most, and we're losing it slowly but surely.
Say what now?
That's what it is for me. At least I say for me, it's one of the things I love the most, and we're losing it slowly but surely because it's just – times is changing and everybody's moving on. It's more about the money than the fun.
Oh, so you saying
only
it's
reason
more?
Why, only reason why we lost all of it. We lost our tracks. Not because people care less about the sport. They care about the money more. It's just times is changing and times is changing where people don't give a damn about it.
So ain't no money out here now. Is that what you're saying? Ain't no money circulating.
Everything
wow.
is more monitored, more controlled. Money you can't get, side hustles you can't get nothing. You gotta do everything they want you to do. Everything is controlled.
No doubt. Ooh, what do you hate most about grudge wrestling? Charles Simmons, what do you love most about grudge? What do you hate most about grudge? At the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about what you love, what you like, and what you support. At the end of the day, what you love and what you like and what you support. So let me ask you a question, Mark Jackson. Do you think, you said we're slowly but surely losing grudge. Does anybody else agree with that?
Nah.
You know,
the reason why I don't agree with it? Why I don't agree with it? Because now, if you're looking at NHRA and everybody else, they taking everything that we have. They looking at the grudge, and they taking the stuff from the grudge and bringing it over there. Every time you look around, they got the idea to take it on down there. That's the problem. We might be letting them take it, but we, anything that we, I don't care whether it was a class before, or a four class, now they got an all steel, all glass, no time class. Come on, they ain't never had stuff like that. Why are they doing it? They're looking at the grudge, guys, and they're taking it from the grudge. They had a call out. How about a call out in pro stock? Since when did they ever have call outs like I'm calling you out first round, like they want a grudge and all that? Since
wow.
when?
I know, right?
Since when?
I
they
know.
Never had that before.
Crazy.
All right, well, you might not agree, Joe, right? But let me ask you a question. Do you see more people buying or you see more people selling?
Huh?
Do you see more people buying shit for their race car or selling?
I can tell you right now, over here they buying. I can tell you right now, they putting the track back on Long Island. They getting the track back on Long Island because that's what happened now. They turned around and got rid of the tracks. We used to have a whole bunch. Now all of a sudden they see where they think they can make money. Now all of a sudden they getting it back at Long Island. They've been doing at Grumman Airport. It says Long Island needs a racetrack. You see all the stickers on these guys' cars. I can tell you, there's a lot more cars that just came in from Long Island that's been going crazy. And they've been buying everything. When I tell you buying stuff, they've been buying stuff up like the yin-yang. The roads have been all hot over here. They've been killing the roads right now as we speak. That's why I say I know our area is hot. I mean, it takes us, for us to go to the nearest track is over 3 hours from here. The nearest track. And that's Island Dragway.
Wow. That's crazy.
And but guess what? Hey, go look at how many cars going to be from Long Island that's going to be there at North versus South. Just look at them. How they do? Everybody all of a sudden coming out the woodwork. We got more new cars coming out of the woodwork in a little bit. But they also relying that we're going to get ready to have a track over here now, too, because we're going to – that Monte Carlo is one of the guys that's part of it. And so, it should be a good thing, too. Now, everybody always talk about you got to wait to an event. And everything, and that's the reason why we wait for an event. because we got to travel so far. Nobody want to ride all the way somewhere at the track and then nobody there. At least when you go to an event, you know people there. Everybody supposed to be looking for grudge. If it's a grudge race, supposed to be it's somebody looking for action. That's how we used to go. When I knew Mike Castellano was running that English town, when Michael whatever was running that English town, we all knew. I said, man, there's going to be some more cars out there. Everybody going to be looking for action. That's what we was doing. It wasn't a grudge race, but you knew there was a big race, and now everybody flocked to it. We going out there because we know everybody else is coming for action, too. That's the only reason why. I always hear somebody say, why we got to wait till a race? Why don't we go the other way? It was the same thing. It just was it wasn't calling it a grudge event, but it was grudge action.
Yeah,
that's all it was. I went all the way to Orangeburg. I went all the way down to Orangeburg to watch HD race, bring the car and everything, because I ain't never been there. First time I ever been there, I was like 2000, I want to say 6 or something like that. And we got all the way down there, and then they closed because it got too cold.
Wow.
I'll never forget that. My first time ever to travel down south, I went all the way down there because I heard they was doing it. I wanted to go. I ain't never been to it. I wanted to see it. So I said, I dragged my car all the way down there, and then they tell us it was too cold. I ain't never heard nothing. And it wasn't cold. Back then, they used to close Orangeburg at 45, 50 degrees. Acro, in my line, we used to be racing at 45. It was 45 degrees, all we racing.
We raced on the street with snow on the ground on the side.
Yeah. Their car was running better with it when it was 40-some degrees.
I remember I had a race on New Year's Day. It was New Year's Day. We was on we call that place at 150th Street, the other one right next to 150th Street. You know the place where everybody the big races go down on the street. Nassau.
Conduit.
Nassau. Nassau Expressway. It was on Nassau. And it was snow. You know, like the road is clear, but over on the side where the snow be at. It was snow, and people was parking on top of the snow.
I ran in Long Island, and everybody would tell you, I won the King of the Hill like 3 times in a row out here, right? The last time I went out, everybody had those daggone boxes in their car. I ain't had no box. I was a sandbagger, so, I'd be playing with the water. They didn't have water for the burnout box. You know what we were using? We were using beer.
Beer,
have a cold beer, throw it on your tie. Yeah, we had no water. The water had froze at the track. People got beer putting on your tie and doing your burnout. Beer. That's
wow.
How bad it was. That's how you, right at West Hampton, the water froze, and that was into that. We had no water.
Wow.
Put beer on your tie. Let's go ahead. Be good. We ain't have beer. You're just going to try to do a dry one. That's all.
Let me jump in real quick. Crystal Rock from the Facebook side. She dislikes fake ass racers. Who agrees? You dislike fake ass racers? And what's a fake ass racer?
Oh, damn.
What's a fake ass racer?
Somebody that's making the phone. That's all. Talking good, John. You know, what they say? When I win, I win. And when I lose, I win.
Whoa, wait a minute. Come on, man.
Let's be real. Y'all scared to say it. Y'all know damn well, too, so don't even go there.
What does that even mean? When I win, I win. When I lose, I win. What does that even mean? So I ain't gambling, I'm hustling?
You ain't betting shit. You're using somebody else's money to go over there to race.
Oh, shit. Mm-mm.
Let's just be real.
Wow.
Well, you gotta pay somebody to come there to race, and he only using the money that he's using. He ain't no real grudge racer. You put the gamble out of your pocket. Right or wrong?
What's the difference? Explain to the audience, Joe, the difference between gambling somebody else's money, like you would maybe if you were somebody else put up the money, versus gambling for your own money.
When you gamble with your own money, pressure is on you because you now it's your money that can be lose. If somebody else just turn around, they just give you money to show up. It's like, that's a damn match race. Come on, bro. Y'all can say what you want to say. You know, and when you're in the brackets and everything, and you ain't got you basically just kind of cut it light. You ain't worrying about nothing. But if you lose, you lose. That's it. You got that money on the line. You got a lot of things to be thinking about, and that's why you got guys, the hype men, trying to get in your head to mess you up. I bet you ain't gonna move for. I seen guys mess a guy up like that. We gonna beat you out the tree. We gonna kill you at the gate. Meanwhile, you go out there in red light. How many times you done seen that? How many times you done seen that?
Yeah.
They mess with your head. They try to get in. Yeah.
Cowboy
when you got your own money down there, the shakiest things happen.
Cowboy and Trigger Man used to be great at that. I seen them do it to Big Drag. And Big Drag is like Tony Bynes.
Yeah.
Like the Tony Bynes of the Midwest. And they had three races locked in the next day with Tony Bynes and then Big Drag red lit two times and slept the third one.
Wow.
Because we were at the party, Jay Barnes and Grudge Inc. and Big Chi-Town Biz with his house in Chicago. And we had a party. And as soon as they walked in the fucking door, they went to work. Trigger Man and Jamie. You know Tony going to beat your tree. You know Tony going to beat your tree. You know you're going to shut it down, man. You know you can't come back. You know you can't come back. Well, you know we put that high gear on you. That's it. It's over. Well, he leave first. And as soon as he got that bitch, bam, red light. Second one, bam, red light. I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
This shit works.
Yeah, it does. You got to give them guys credit. They work their stuff together. I mean, they perfected it. And you know, the funny part is, like, if you go down there and you go down there and run them boys in Georgia, you best believe, even though they might have problems against each other, they're going to stick together against you to get your money. They all going to work together against you. I seen that down in Florida. They might not have been talking. When it came down to it, though, they was together. They pulled together. And they all work on you. They go to talking junk to you. Dang, I thought they didn't like each other. Meanwhile, they over there going against you.
Are you saying that grudge racing is more than just how fast your car is? What you talking about this psychological warfare. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, everybody got their
getting
little
in somebody's head. Getting in somebody's head.
Yeah, everybody do a little something, you know what I mean? You always see. I seen a guy one day, he messed the race up, and then me and Young Stan, I thought I was going to lose the money in Young Stan. They was in this man's head so hard, the man was getting ready to give up the deposit. I was like, me and Young Stan bet the way the race went, the way the deposit went, right? It got me so scared when Bull started messing with him, the boy was fidgeting and scared. He getting ready to get the money up. I said, don't do that, man. It going to rain. Thank God it rained on Saturday, right? But they had to go to the following week. Give me enough time to turn around and get this guy courage back up. I told Mike, take him away, leave him, let him be on the side. Mike the Greek. So Fish Kid, he told him, said, you stay over here, let me do the talking. You stay out. And that's how they had to keep him away from it. Because he was getting so scared the way those guys were talking to him. I said, man, he was so nervous, man. I was like, man, this junk is going to be in trouble. This man, our man, going red light, going to do something, or sleep, do something. You're going to see it. He was scared to death. They were shaking him all up, almost like he thought they were going to fight him or something. But meanwhile, just trash talking, you know what I mean? Just that, but they had got in his head real bad. And that's how it is. Some people can get into you.
So
and you got some people that
in the game, you're in trouble.
Yeah. You got some people just cool as a cucumber that love that talking, and they you know, drive even better, you know? Everybody knows Tony Wright was famous for that. He'd get all up in your head and mess with you. He was a bad man. He'd tell you in a heartbeat, boy. I seen him yell at Mike Hill one day, and he said, I'm going to get you. And, man, you ever see that video, Who's Scared of Who?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I thought Mike Hill was going to hit him. You ain't see that one?
Yeah, I did.
Go back on that video. Mike Hill looked like he was going to hit him, boy. Mike got up cursing. I said, damn. I said, what the hell? They had got into him. They had somehow pushed his button. They didn't have a race, but just the idea, he got into the head. That's how he did. Everybody knows that there's always somebody that can push your button and get you. You know, so sometimes you got to, you never had somebody you say you just can't beat, even if you got the faster car? You just can't beat that song because every time you look around, look like you either try too hard or you do something stupid.
They say the dude that you're racing that you can't beat like that, even though you're faster, they say he got a rabbit's foot up his ass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it is.
You got a rabbit foot up his ass.
Some guys just can't do it. I know I couldn't beat one guy one time. Shit, I ran that joker twice. I ain't never ran him third time.
Crystal Rock says, "Let me get. I got a definition for fake ass racists."
Uh-oh.
He says, "Fake ass racists are one the big talkers. They are faking the funk and make all these unreasonable stipulations because they are truly too scared to race." Wow. Thoughts? Agree? Disagree? Guys talk a lot. Timmy Fortune, what's up, doctor? A lot of guys talk a lot, but don't show and prove at the end of the day. What do you think? Is that fake-ass racist? Big talk, all talk and no action?
That's definitely fake. That's definitely fake.
That's definitely fake. No doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I'm not, you know what? I would never entertain talking racing with somebody if my intentions wasn't to try to get a race locked in. You know, a lot of people take discussing racing for granted. Like, yeah, I'll race you this way, I'll race you that way, or I'll go get this car and I'll like it's okay. You know, and then
mm-hmm.
A lot of people get captivated by that shit. But me, you wasting my time. If I'm standing here watching you and this one talk about, you know, a proposed race, and at the end of the conversation that might last a half an hour or 2 hours. And I done seen people do that too many times, talking for hours about scenarios about how they're going to race. Well, you know what? Since you want to match parts, how about I go get my homeboy's car? He got a turbo.
No.
You know, that's the kind of shit that really fucks with me. And when I see people start talking like that, I get the hell out the way and turn shit off. I start cutting shit off when motherfuckers start reminiscing how they want to race. You know, it don't take that long to stipulate a race and put some change on it. Yeah, I should have put some change on it. Now, you got some people that they go from, you know, high pocket to high pocket. You know, okay, well, that's not something I'm into, but you know what? I respect that. If that's what people do, that's what you do. I'll listen and learn. But
what's hot pocket?
What's hot pocket? People that want to bet a lot of money, and you better be ready to have a lot of money. And a prime example, Dre just stood on this show and said, man just said he'll race for $5,000. And Dre said, you got to come for more than that. And I said to myself, what the fuck is wrong with $5,000? Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I'm just too fucking poor. I don't know what the fuck it is. But I think $5,000 is a fucking reasonable, upstanding amount of money to race for. Unless you're coming from the East Coast, because Chicago ain't nowhere but over there compared to North Carolina. Unless you're coming across the fucking Midwest and all that shit, then, you know, I don't understand more than $5,000. But that's his reason. He want that. He said that. All right. But to me, that was a bunch of Jell-O because it was shaky. That was a bunch of Jell-O.
I don't know
but I'm just saying. Listening at different scenarios of how people want to race, it just the other person that's listening that don't understand like me, I can't question it because if that's his character of racing, you know, above 5,000, all right. But I also seen him hang the fucking phone up Saturday and didn't call back. So you got me confused. You really got me confused. And yeah, I'm saying it to your homeboy because you talking about me learning something. I'm telling you, I learned something. I learned got to watch you because you say something, you know. Got to watch you. And it's other people out here like that. There's some people out here that say they got to watch me. You know, ain't nothing to watch about me, but, you know, nevertheless, there are people, you know, you watch, you learn. And that's about it. But all that 2 and 3 hours of talking about racing and nothing gets locked, I ain't doing that.
I ain't
doing that at all.
Well, sounds like a plan. Anyway, guys, and Norman said 100, Cliff. Do you think it's possible to go from being a real grudge racer to a fake grudge racer? Ooh, good question.
Quentin Milton, great question. Do you think it's possible to go from a real grudge racer to a fake grudge racer? Anybody got any comments on that?
That's my junior crew chief right there. If he said that, that means his young age of looking at races. He's seen people go from, you know, riches to rags. You know, in other words, hard racers that ain't hard racers. So, you know, yeah, junior crew chief, yeah, that's possible. Yeah, that happens.
But you said somebody used to be official, now he's fake.
Well, yeah, I mean, and it happens. You know, probably what happens is people lose interest, you know what, and it's not hard to get lazy in this race game. If you don't stay with your shoes on and your pants buckled up, it's not hard to lose interest in this shit. And you feel like the easiest way to stay relevant is just stand somewhere and run your mouth. And they say instead of lips to say anything, and trust me, they do, and they will, and they do. And if you could talk, well, I'd race you for $1,000 every day of the week, and I'd race you for $2,000, and all you got to do is come this way, that way. But once again, it never matches up. If it don't match up, then you're trying to stay relevant by talking money and talking about what you're doing, but you're ending up not doing nothing but postponing that conversation till the next day, saying the same shit all over again. Actions speak louder than words, ladies and gentlemen. And Chef Limelock said that. Actions speak louder than words. All right? Too many words going on here in the grudge game. Too many words going on. All right, y'all? Understand what I just said? Too many words going on.
You're right about that, man.
You know, when it comes to grudge racing, don't stop, get it. You got people that can stop and still trying to get it. How you gonna do that?
You heard it from the chef. You heard it from the chef himself. Don't stop, get it.
Don't stop, get it.
You need to go sit or get off the pot, right? That's how it looks.
Absolutely wrong, Alan. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we got a good one locked in today. Jeff Rogers Cassius Clay and Ted DiBiase, my good friend Junior Bissett, good friend Jeff Rogers, who half black from the waist down, and Sherry Tucker says some people talk about money every day because they are trying to put people in the trick bag because they are snakes working together. Ooh, wait a minute, where the hell did that come from? That was left field. I'm gonna read that one more time.
Yeah, that was
some
real
people. I'm trying to read between the lines. Hey, Sherry Tucker, you got my phone number. Call me, girl. I got one line open. Call me. You can get on. You can drop it like it's goddamn hot right now. Some people talk about money every day because they are trying to put people in the trick bag because they are snakes working together. That's a lot to unpack.
You call me too.
You better get her in.
Yeah, I need that one.
I got Sherry Tucker's phone number. I can call her. That's a fact. Yeah, I see her every day. Sherry, call me. Sherry Tucker, call me right this minute. You know we don't have a lot
Not
of late
now,
night
right
phone
now.
Calls. Not now, right? Let me see if I got Sherry's phone number someplace in here. I'm going to call you. I don't know what you're going to tell me when I call you, but I'm going to call you, damn it. How you spell your name, Sherry? Oh, yeah. Damn last name, Tucker. Is it Tucker? Yeah, Tucker.
Candy Lady.
Candy.
No, that's what Candy Lady, for real.
It is. It is Candy Lady.
Candy Lady, yeah.
I don't know. I ain't got the damn number.
Maybe you got it in that name.
No, I don't. I have it under Sherry, I think, but I have like a code in my phone. Sometimes I forget what code I put your name under. But anyway, I have like all the race people in one lump. So anyway, don't get Sherry going. That's right, Candy Lady, same number. Yeah, Sherry, call me. I know I have your number. I just don't know when I have it. Like I have like groups of numbers and groups of blocks. So
and I have a code in front to let me know where I know you from. So I have you in the – I have a Z in my phone, and everybody's name is under Z, so it's hard to find when I – anyway, no, it's complicated, but – anyway, Sherry, talk. Do y'all want to wait for Sherry to get over here? Because I'm about to ready to get off this phone, but I'm going to –
yeah, hell yeah. Cause
you know what? I'm going to look for it then. I'm going to look for it. Sherry Tucker, would you call me, please?
Give her a couple of minutes.
Let me see.
If she ain't going to call you back, then you know it, then let us know.
Let me see.
Because she went from this to that all the way back to this and that.
Yeah, that was crazy. Let's do this. Let's see if I can find.
You said they might want to put you in a trick bag. They talk about money because they want to put you in a trick bag.
And they working no together.
Is that how she said it?
Candy lady. I'm trying to find a number. Hey, Sherry, would you just text me, please? You don't say some shit now. You don't say some
pro
shit.
Stock.
What?
First, I am going to say this, and I think, and I said I am going to say this, you know, in the grudge world, a trick bag is allowed. So Sherry Tucker, trick bagging is allowed. You know,
she said they working together. So that's what I want.
Yeah,
to hear
but
that
that's where she lost me at Long Island when she said they working together. I said, what the fuck?
She said snake, so that sounds like they are basically faking the funk. So somebody doing something, hustling us or something.
She said next show, so we got our answer.
Okay.
So we're gonna do a simulcast tomorrow. It's gonna be on your show, Joe. I'm gonna call in.
No problem.
Joe, you call in. We're gonna hook up the Zoom. I know your show gets full fast. So we'll hook up my Blog Talk, the Zoom, and the whole Facebook. Everybody gonna be up in here, and we're gonna find out what the hell this all means.
Hear
it sound like I got to hear that now. Candy girl.
Candy girl.
I got Sherry's phone number. I don't know what the hell my phone number is. When we was working on the banquet, we used to be on the phone all the time. I ain't got a phone number no more. All right, guys, I'm going to give up. I'm going to look this one last place. And then I got to give it up. Sherry, let me see. Sherry, almost. Wait.
Somebody out there in the list audience.
There it is.
Get it.
There you go. I know what your number was. How you doing, girl?
Okay, then I'm going to hang up and go back to the show. Bye.
No. Don't you hang up. Don't you wait. Wait a minute, Sherry. Wait.
Don't hang up to the show. My tooth is really aching, though. Huh?
Okay, so you want to do it tomorrow?
Because my tooth is really aching in the front. I've been having like a bad toothache.
Okay, babe.
I just wanted to call you so you can see my number pop up on your phone.
Okay, I got it. I didn't have this number on my phone. So, I mean, I know I have your number. Something happened. I got a new phone since then, I guess. I can get all my contacts, whatever. So I'll save it again.
I had a crown replacement, and the front of my mouth is still, like, aching, and it's been going, like, on a week and a half. I mean, I posted on my page, but... Because I can't fully talk like I want to talk, but a conversation. Yeah, we gotta talk about because a lot of people do it. You know,
yeah.
I watch those pages every single day, and I know. But go back to the show though, because I'll talk about it. Okay.
Okay, sure. We got you, baby. The candy lady has spoken. Ooh. My mouth full right now.
You ain't lying.
It's full of candy. It's full of candy. Yeah. Full of sweets. Anyway, we're gonna leave it right there, and we're gonna be on Long Island
Joe
show, huh?
You didn't hang up.
No,
we hang up. It's okay. You good? We respect your. You know, you're not feeling up to yourself right now.
We know that you bring the noise
when it's time to bring it. You know you ain't scared to say you speak your piece.
Okay.
We got you.
So we
know
what you need more people to stand up and say
something. I
got teeth
in my mouth. It's just that my crown is like throbbing. But yeah, that could be an interesting show. But yeah, but y'all
need people to. You know what? You need people to go ahead and say, voice their opinion and say it, because a lot of times people want to say it and don't scared to say it. And then once that somebody said it, then everybody agreeing. Yeah, she right. I mean, honestly, tell you the truth, that's how it's supposed to be.
That's right.
They always want to have. They always want to have a grudge racing say.
Wait a minute.
Wrong.
Hey, Joe, let me read this. Yep. It says, Sherry says, shows be trick bags and people fall into it. Wait a minute, a whole
lock
show be a trick
shows,
bag?
Lock-in shows.
Oh, lock-in shows be a trick bag.
Yeah, some of them, and I just watch them, and yeah, some of the shows be shit. Lock-in shows.
Sherry, you're going to make me drive to the DMV area and just come, you know, and just come ask you what the hell is going on. I think I can get there in about 3.5-4 hours.
Take me up, Clint.
I have already gotten in trouble today because somebody misunderstood me saying I was driving somewhere to look after somebody, and I guess they thought I was coming to get their man today, but it wasn't like that. So somebody got sick, and I said I was driving down there to see about them. So yeah, that's another whole story. But it was someone that the grudge means he loved. And I said, I'm coming down here. And I said, yeah,
put Larry McKenzie in trouble.
Yeah, in fact, I got in trouble today. And I'm like, I didn't know what he was talking about.
Got Larry in trouble.
Yeah, and somebody hit me up on the back line. I'm like, what are you talking about? That was 2 weeks ago when I was, checking on him. Well, I'm just going to say I was checking on him. That's all I'm going to say. And I was concerned about him. And I said, okay, because I was halfway to North Carolina. And I said, okay, let me turn around. And he said, girl, you got me in trouble.
Oh, shit.
Well, see, Sherry, you'd have never gotten in trouble if a couple of weeks ago you wouldn't have been on there talking about you got a sex chat line, didn't you? Didn't you say that?
No,
wow,
I said that I have a group that speak about adult conversations. It's a humor,
and I
cleared it up
what?
Too because it's not a sex chat. It's an adult humor group.
Oh, okay. Well,
and
you know
I
what?
Hello, my name
somebody
is Chris, and I hate niggers.
Somebody got scared when you said you were gonna go visit them.
Oh, yeah, probably so. They probably thought I would come down there with some toys or something for Larry or Simon. They probably thought I would come down there with some ding-a-ling rings or something.
What a minute. Ding-a-ling rings? What the?
Yeah,
what the what?
Ding-a-ling ring. You put on a man, ding-a-ling,
what?
They said ding-a-ling's hard or something.
What the hell is ding-a-ling? What the hell you bought out at? I might got a bottle.
Where?
Hey, Sherry, where I bought it at?
Yes,
you got some on my
yes, I forgot. Yes.
Wait a minute, Sherry. Hey, Sherry.
I mean, what Patty Cake talking about? Yes. The rose and the yes, Patty Cake.
Wait a minute. What's the rose? She said, Patty Cake says, laughing my ass off. You was on the way with that rose and plug. So what's a rose and what's a plug? I'm not up on the new
Larry
stuff.
Found a rose, and when he got me alive, he asked me what was the rose and the reason why people use a rose. And I said, well, Larry, you must not be doing your job. And then I said, well, let me go back, because some people like roses to introduce it into their foreplay, right? But at the same time, like I said, I'm wet behind the ears, so, you know, I don't know what a lot of toys are. I said, but I have to go learn what a rose was. I was like, oh, okay, it's a little toy you play with the little man in the boat with, right? But I do know.
So it's a vibrator for your clit. It's a vibrator for your clit. But go
ahead. It's a little toy. But anyway, Larry said something, and I said, which I do know what a butt plug is. I said, yeah, you don't like X, Y, and Z, but I bet you know. Somebody said that all women got roses, and I said, yeah, and all men got butt plugs. That's what I said. That's what Patty K talking about. That's what I said. Yes, yes. So Patty K is right. I said, okay, yes. All women got roses, just like all men got butt plugs. I said, because when I every toy party,
I don't got none of them. Let me go on record and say I do not got none of them.
Yes, Patty K. Yeah, that's what I heard. It's a rose clip sucker. And yes, the butt beads. I knew the butt beads was for, but when I go to toy parties, the females only order them for the guys, but when the guys be jumping on the females, it's like when Larry jumped on me, I had to, like, tell him. I'm wet behind the ears when it comes to certain things, but I do know about other toys. And I know some of these guys out here, they want you to play with them all the time. I'm like, what the hell? You know, they turn over. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, nigga?
What the hell?
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Sherry. Sherry, you going to hurt your gums today. You going to rest your gums.
I'm resting my gums now because they're hurting. But anyway, Larry started that shit on his show.
Larry started, and then he said,
you know what? He went and take up a barber when Gordo came onto his show and was talking bad about Barbara and just acting all crazy like Gordo do, right? And I'm like, you know, take up a barber. So he said no, because a woman's only good for two things. I mean, I know Larry be playing, but he said y'all only good for the kitchen and the bedroom. So he already told that. He said, all women get off my show. So like I said, today, I said, it's on from now on. So today he said, you and Patty Cake, you and especially that Patty Cake, y'all got me in trouble. I'm like, what did we do? And we still didn't do anything.
Mm.
He said, you know, y'all got to get in trouble. Oh, yeah. I'm hitting those new toys. You know, I might need nobody to rub, but I'm hitting those toys.
Anyway, we're done with the sex session for tonight.
But the only reason why I know about the rings, because I used to manage a strip club back in the day. And right. We had to put a ring or tie a shoelace thing around a man's penis to keep him hard. So I was trying to get Larry some pep talk, because in a strip club, you have to tie their things real tight, keep them up hard. So that's a fact. So I was trying to get Mr. Larry some help. Yeah, so I used to be a promoter for male dancers. So that was the only reason why I knew about that, because that part.
Tell us about the fake trick shows in lock-in. Tell us about that, just as you tell about everything else.
Well, no, I just know a couple people, they got put into the trick bag because they know what people was running, and they convinced people to lock in, and they knew that person wasn't in their class, and they were convincing them, and they lock in, you know. They said, what, you scared? You scared, all of the stuff? You know how guys be talking. Then they got a big mouth and everything, and they know that they already got like a handful of races, and they put them in that trick bag, and they know that person's running, and they know that person got an event engine, and next thing you know, they don't talk you into locking in, and whether you lock in or not, I mean, whether you run or not, then you got to pay that punk out money. Am I right or wrong?
So, at the end of the day, if you, that's right.
If you back out, they still going to win. So all I see people are like, don't do the trick bag. So I see people like all day long, and then so recently some people been getting hip to it. But I'm like, it's nothing illegal. It's nothing wrong with it. But at the end of the day, I'm seeing some of the same people that's getting put into the trick bag 24/7 though, and they shouldn't be put into the trick bag, because these are supposed to be some of your friends too.
Okay.
Yes, Crystal. The sex talk. Yeah, the sex talk made her feel better. Yes. I mean, like I said. I used to work. This is when my younger days, when I can like stay up all night long. So I was promoting a bunch of, you know, back in the day we had the Legends. I don't know if anybody from D.C. or PG County, and we had the Hangers, and we had the Quonset. We had the Cubs out there in D.C. and PG County. Well, we go out to the Bahamas or wherever they go, we go. And we out there with the strippers. So we knew what it takes us to keep their boinger up, you know.
Hey, Sherry.
Yeah.
Sherry.
That's where
your
I learned
inbox will be off. Sherry, your inbox will be off the hook when you
yes,
come to the show.
Yes,
tonight.
Yes, Patty Cake, the Hangers Club, the classic. Yes.
I just
Girl,
got one question.
I've been in that making the rain. That's why I
just got
gladly pay.
I would gladly pay $25
to get to the track. What's $25 to get to a racetrack, right?
Can I ask you a question? What is your definition of wet behind the ears?
Because my grandmother used to keep me so hitting from the world that I didn't know a lot of stuff until my late 20s. Because it's like when I got exposed to the world, I seen things on TV while I was in my late 20s, and I should have known about certain things. So she kept me hindered, you know. So it's like certain things I didn't know about. I had to go ask my I had to ask my grown teenage kids in college what was Bob and Apples, and they told me, "Mom, see on Facebook."
Okay.
The first time I heard the word teabag, I called my oldest son, and he fell on the floor. And I said, "What's so funny?" And they said, "You got." I said, "Why?" They said, "Mama, did some guy ask you to teabag him?" I said, "Well, what is teabagging?" He said, "Did some man ask you to teabag him?" I'm like, "No." So he laughed, right? He in college. And I said, "No, I stayed off the movie called Soul Plane." So now I know what teabagging is now. You know, I didn't know these definitions because, like I said, I was in my late 20s, and it's like, all right, damn.
Oh, my God.
So, but that's what I mean by shelter. So, but like I said, even with working with a bunch of guys, I still didn't know because, see, I was just their managers. We weren't even talking about stuff like that. And then as I got older, I was hanging with my uncles and my brothers and them. Then I became a tomboy working on cars and, you know, and doing X, Y, and Z. Patty Cake says your vagina ass selling toys and candy. Your virgin ass selling toys and candy. Now, I wasn't a virgin, but I wasn't. I have tried to sell toys and candy. I have tried to sell both at the same time. And Patty Cake, I only had the chocolate penises for sale. I only had the Asian penises.
Oh,
and
okay.
Sherry. Yes.
Yeah, I think we need to regroup and get it back.
I'm talking about candy, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
She done
turned the show X-rated.
She did.
Joe, I'm talking about candy.
I know what you're talking about, and we love it, and we thank you for it. You're our favorite,
hold on,
candy lady.
Before you let it go, we gotta make sure we clear it up because you gonna mess around, have one of these guys mess around and tie their shit up, and they're gonna mess around and be in the hospital tomorrow.
Yeah, and Joe, and guess what? Look, yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, you're right, because I know stuff that Viagra won't do. I know how to fix it, trust me. That's why that's why I picked up mad at me and Patty Cake, you know, because, you know, me and Patty Cake trying to educate me.
We're going to have another show for that conversation. We have to have another show for that show, okay? Because we have kids on here right now.
We didn't say nothing bad.
No,
all
we
said was apples, oranges, teabags.
Hold on, Sherry. Hold on. We got to say something. Tell them what your site is that you got your site. Tell everybody so they know their site.
Let's see. Candy Lady. Oh, I forgot the name of my site. Hold on.
Candy Lady Adult Humor.
Oh, okay, Joe, tell them. I forgot.
Candy Lady Adult Humor. You got to go over there and
the Candy Lady.
They're going on here right after the show. Right. I'm trying, Bill. I'm trying. I'm trying. Oh, God, I'm trying. So,
it's the original Candy Lady. The original Candy Lady of the DMV.
Right. That's it.
And that's how I got your name, because
hey,
I used to sell candy in the Walker Mill in the hood of PG County. The original Candy Lady of the DMV Adult Humor.
Yes,
that's
sir.
All. We don't put no.
Hey, Joe.
Yes,
sir.
You wanted her on the show. I already knew what was gonna happen. I already knew it.
I did
nah,
not
on the show. Nah, Silverhawk, it ain't going to happen. We talking about Bird.
Gregory, what's up, doctor? No, we were just we were talking about she made a comment about
chick
bagging and people doing fake shows and a bunch of stuff. So we were trying to get to the bottom of that, and we still haven't had that entire conversation. But I tell you what, let's revisit
Candy
tomorrow.
Candy calls about $20 an hour, Mr. Weeby. It costs $20 for a chocolate bar. You want it with nuts or without nuts?
He asked me you're gonna be a diabetic, Weeby. You're gonna be a diabetic.
Weeby, look, you want coconut or you want almonds or without nuts? I mean, which one? You want an almond joy?
Wait, you know what? I'm getting hungry over here listening to all these food choices, but unfortunately, our time has expired for the day. I definitely appreciate everybody for tuning in. Appreciate all the comments.
Hey, Patty can't say I'm right.
Hey, Valentine's Day is around the corner, so she just trying to sell the candy. That's all.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll and we'll. I'm gonna buy some and send to my mother. So that's
Joe is
gift real
fast. Looking
Joe,
for $40, Sherry.
Joe
I know that's right, Patty Cake.
Hey, bro, start go.
Yes, sir.
No,
you
what?
Time,
I have a gold
time,
bar.
Huh?
I have a gold
saying,
bar that was $100.
So anyway, I thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I thank the special guest, Sherry.
I'm a special guest. I'm out here talking like halfway, my mouth is still numb.
I know, and you got that Novocaine in you. That's why you're saying all this stuff. But anyway, it's okay.
No, I'm taking these pain pills.
Hey, Joe.
Taking these pain pills.
Yes, Bill Ball. Yes.
Would you say she the bear of the week?
The coyote, too. The bear, the coyote, the shark, all that, everything. The cougar, everything.
Yeah.
All right, so, guys, anyway, we had a lot of fun tonight. I definitely appreciate everybody for real. Long Island Joe, Jeff Rogers, and Silverhawk, and all the people that did all the Weeby Cooper, Paul, Mark Jackson, and she said the Cougar of the Week, Sherry, of course, and all you guys on the Facebook side who gave your comments. And
y'all have a blessed night.
Everybody be good, man. We're going to holler at y'all next time around. Let me play this dang old song, get the hell out of here, so y'all get me arrested and get me in somebody's jail someplace. Yeah, man. But I'm do all that. All right, guys.
And don't eat too much candy tonight.
See you next time.
Yeah. I'll try not.
This is the first show, and now you know what me and the candy lady know. Wow.
Wow.
Be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money in a pen.
Welcome to the money zone, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked up the kitchen. Put yourself on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. As a
N-G-R-A. Never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money in a pay.
That man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holla dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge you for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the gas. Turn them lights on, you better get you a victory. Don't know who Willie Dog is, check your history. Rules to the game, money, math, and mystery. You gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart. That's the number one rule. That's the
N-G-R-A.